The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you may not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. You know, one of the purposes of apocalyptic literature is to refocus the mind from what passes away to what lasts, to refocus the mind. That's what the gospel here does today. All the Jewish people were standing in awe of the mighty temple in Jerusalem with all of its costly stones and votive offerings, and Jesus turns to them and says, "Everything that you see here, it's all coming down. There won't be one stone left upon another." The temple was a place so sacred to the Jewish people, so important, that in their minds, they actually linked the destruction of the temple to the end of the world. So convinced were they that the end of one would mean the end of the other. Jesus says to them today, "Not so. Not so at all. God's plans are much bigger than you can imagine. We need to refocus the mind from what passes away to what lasts." That's quite a task to do, quite a spiritual task, and very important. Everyone always imagines that the institutions in their own life are going to stand forever, that they're as stable as the sun and the moon and the stars. We always think that our nation or our kingdom will never fall, and that's not true. Never has been true. Nations come and go. Kingdoms rise and fall. It all passes away. There's one institution and one institution in this world only that will never pass away, that's undergirded by a divine guarantee, and that is the kingdom of God, that is the church. Like Jesus said to St. Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it." However, even here, we got to be really careful, because the church against which the gates of the netherworld will not prevail, the kingdom that will always stand, this can't refer to anything in the church that's merely human. Things like titles and offices and manners of going about doing our business. Don't get me wrong. These things aren't trivial. I don't mean to trivialize them. It's just that when Jesus said that the kingdom, that the gates of the netherworld wouldn't prevail against the church, you know, he wasn't talking about the bishop's Lenten appeal. The things that are going to stand, these are the things we want to pray about. You want to know what that looks like? Think about the church as it existed on Holy Thursday. Think about the church the way it existed on Good Friday. Pray about that. No buildings, no money, no institutions, hardly even any membership. But were we ever more powerful? Were we ever more holy? Pray about that. It's the way the church exists in a lot of the places in the world today. Places of persecution, lands like the Middle East and China. We need to refocus our mind now on what lasts. In our lives, many of our institutions come tumbling down, don't they? Things that we counted on. They come tumbling down all around us. Worldly institutions, things made by human hands. These are God's playthings. They're his playthings, like a child playing with a stack of blocks. And sometimes he lets them come tumbling down to the ground. Why? so that we'll come running back to him. Pray about that now. Pray about what it means to cling to God alone. It's good that we hear about this here at the end of the year, so that we will be hopeful, no matter what might come, even to be joyful, and never to be afraid, as we ask the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Andrew Dunglock and his companions, pray for us.